Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. As you learned last week on July 3rd, I'm in Denmark this July and participating in the centennial celebration of the Rabil National Park Society and its 100 years of celebrating America's Independence Day. As I said last week, and as many of you know, the Rabil celebration is the largest, or it styles itself as the largest official celebration of America's independence outside the United States. And so with this centennial year, it is a privilege to be a part of it, particularly as this year Queen Margrethe II participated. Now, the royalty doesn't come every year, but because it was the centennial, Queen Margrethe II was there. And both the Danes and the Danish Americans and the Americans who were there reveled in the fact that Queen Margrethe was there. The day started in the hills with a tent luncheon, and that happens each year. A huge tent is erected on the field just adjacent to the entrance of the Rabil National Park, and there then people gather at tables and a traditional picnic lunch is held. It features pulsa, or Danish hot dogs, and frikadeller. Many of you know that as Danish meatballs, as well as, of course, potato salad. And that may be that introduction from America. Of course, there's plenty of Carlsberg and Tuborg, and it would not be appropriate to have a tent luncheon without plenty of akvavit as well. Akvavit is important to the city of Aalborg because for many, many years, Aalborg was the center of the Danish production of akvavit, that vodka-like drink spiced with caraway that is particularly good when preceding the open-faced sandwiches with herring. And that, of course, was a part of the tent luncheon as well. Well, at the tent luncheon, there are, of course, numerous dignitaries that are recognized, and everyone then finally is filled in many different ways, and then the tent luncheon adjourns, and the people join the others who streamed into the Rabil National Park itself. A part of the park, in which the park where the 4th of July is celebrated, is a kind of narrow valley. And at the top are several buildings, among them the Lincoln Log Cabin. A log cabin looks more like Lincoln Logs than the kind of log cabin one might find in the Pacific Northwest or in Wisconsin. And inside that cabin is an exhibit. It is really a museum to the American experience. The focus tends to be on a kind of romanticized version of the settling of the American West, but it's an important part of the grounds and of the ceremony itself. Then people stream in and they find places to sit, spreading blankets out on the heather, which covers the hills. Down at the bottom of the valley is a platform with a tent, and there the program takes place. After the singing of the national anthems, there is a lovely land, or King Christian stood by the high mast representing the Danish identity, and the Star-Spangled Banner representing the American identity. And it is a patriotic moment for Danes, for Danish-Americans and Americans to see those flags flying against the blue sky and to hear those songs. And then there are speeches and there is music, and that lasts for about a couple of hours when everybody adjourns from the hills and back into the city of Aalborg, about 12-15 miles away. And then there is a banquet that evening. Banquet and dancing, more speeches, And finally, at midnight, there are fireworks outside the banquet hall. We stayed in the hotel and made it an early evening because we had just traveled from America, and the fireworks were going off just outside our room on the 10th floor. So it was quite an exciting event. So I wanted to share just a little bit with you of this exciting Raybould's centennial celebration of America's 4th of July.